This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Chinatown celebrates the Mid-Autumn Festival this weekend.
And at the end of our festival, we have a mooncake eating contest.
It's a holiday that incorporates a lot of symbolism in the traditional foods that are eaten.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Wei Chen, and this Saturday, Philadelphia is hosting the Mid-Autumn Festival. Wei Chen is the Civic Engagement Director with Asian Americans United, and they are organizing the Mid-Autumn Festival. So, Wei, before we get into the food and the celebrations, what is the Mid-Autumn Festival?
So Mid-Autumn Festival is a celebration that we celebrate the harvest and also the full moon. So as once a year that we celebrate the moon is very round. So family come together, reunion, and we share the food. The most important in the old time, I remember my grandpa say, is getting the family member back to harvest for us. And then we share the food together. I think this is the most, you know, beautiful way to explain.
And there are two big, right, from my understanding, there are two big Asian celebrations. One is the Mid-Autumn Festival and the other is the New Year. Is that right?
So, yes, it's true that we celebrate the Lunar New Year and the Mid-Autumn Festival because we celebrate in the lunar calendar, the first day of a lunar calendar. The other one, the Mid-Autumn Festival, which we also call Moon Festival sometimes, we celebrate in September 15th in the lunar calendar. Yes.
And so that is the harvest time.
Yes, this is the harvest time we celebrate for the Mid-Autumn Festival.
And so there's a big celebration happening in Philadelphia. What's going on?
So this Saturday, we're going to celebrate our first in-person Mid-Autumn Festival after 2 years of pandemic. So we're going to have in Chinatown, 250 high school volunteers came from Philadelphia Public School to celebrate the culture and volunteer and giving back to the community as a way that they honor their elderly and the tradition too. Yeah.
So I understand there's also going to be a lot of food of Southeast Asia and China.
We celebrate this festival in Chinatown. Mainly we're trying to get people to Chinatown, to purchase in Chinatown, and also to understand about beyond then food or beyond then culture celebration. We also have people live in Chinatown and so, use Chinatown as a community center to honor our culture and to passing our culture to younger generation and honoring older generation. So every time when we talk about food, it's most exciting thing because mooncake is a food that we're eating in the period of, you know, Mid-Autumn Festival. So mooncake, you know, is a food that it's like, you know, with red bean or lotus bean, sometimes it's baking cake. So we eat. So a lot of Southeast Asian or East Asian that we share the food. Yeah.
And you have a mooncake competition?
Yes. So the most exciting thing is, you know, this festival, in the end of our festival, we have a mooncake eating contest. This is a tradition for part of our festival being 27 years. So this is a moment that younger generation want to win something and also want to enjoy the mooncake. Yes.
So how many mooncakes can one person eat?
Well, it depends how big of a mooncake. So, you know, Asian ethnicity is very diverse, and each Asian country have their own kind of a mooncake, or own flavor of a mooncake. Fujian is a province from where my hometown. Fujian is a Fujian. It's a province in the southeast China. So, we are near the ocean, and we often have to, in the old time, we don't have a refrigerator. And then it's very not easy to make a mooncake once a year. So we have to make a giant mooncake so we can share with each other in the village.
Like a big cake.
A big cake.
Not like an individual.
Not in the individual. It's about 12 inch. The biggest mooncake I see is about 40 inch. When a couple of years ago I visited China in the during the Mid-Autumn, I see there's a giant mooncake. They show up in the neighborhood and they share with the people come to the festival. And even though in Chinese culture we have a very diverse mooncake shape, in Fuzhou we have a giant mooncake. It's like, you know, bigger. It's like 12 inch sometimes. It's giant one. In Cantonese culture, the most common culture is about 2 inch big of mooncake. For myself, I can eat a mooncake a whole day every day. I can eat three of them. But for the contest, we only have one mooncake for them. It's enough for them, actually.
So one mooncake, you got to eat it fast.
One mooncake, they have to eat it fast. And whoever done it first will swallow the mooncake. They will be the champion for the mooncake eating contest. And they will getting a mooncake eating contest champion hat. Yes, and a gift card too.
So what are the foods will be featured? And what are some common foods to eat during the Mid-Autumn Festival time of the year?
Well, there's a lot of food. There's a lot of food we're eating during the Mid-Autumn. The mostly we're trying to eating some food is part of our family tradition or the culture tradition. The most important is the food. It's not important like what we're eating. But the most important is that the food we're eating have a meaningful story behind it. Like we're eating rice, sweet rice dumpling. So we have a peanut in that. We'll have the sesame in that. So to making the dumpling a circle is more like, it's more like a symbolism of a reunion together, circle of a moon. Yeah.
Like the family comes around the table.
Family comes to the table and share the tradition. This is the most important.
What are some other symbolic foods?
I think the mooncake is the most symbolic food we do the Mid-Autumn. Beyond the Mid-Autumn, we don't eat mooncake. Yeah, so during the Mid-Autumn, the mooncake is the most common food we're eating.
And there are other traditional meals?
So the traditional meal, we have to include fish. We have to include green vegetable. We also have to include some of a noodle, because a noodle means, no life. And fish means family and energy to the family. And green vegetable means a peace. We bring the peace to everybody, to bring safe and peace to everyone. So this is the most important dishes we should have in the table during the Mid-Autumn dinner. Yeah.
So the Mid-Autumn Festival celebration is this weekend. When is the actual Mid-Autumn Festival?
So the Mid-Autumn Festival actual day was last week. So the reason why we did not host it last week, because we know the volunteer and the family that we're working with, they're going to have their own family meal. So that's the reason why we push 1 week behind or sometime a week before the real day so we can let the family celebrate the culture. Because you know that this is very important for Philadelphia Asian community and Chinese community here. Because after we left our homeland, we miss our culture. And a lot of older generation, they feel homesick. And also, they do not have a way to celebrate the Mid-Autumn. Main reason because immigration status, their family cannot reunion, or a lot of elderly came here alone because affected by Chinese Exclusion Act. Their family couldn't get here. So we're using the Mid-Autumn as a way to honor our older generation. And giving younger generation have an opportunity to serving and giving back to the community. And most important is, remember, this is our center. This is our culture center.
So where and when is the celebration happening this weekend?
This weekend, we're going to celebrate our Mid-Autumn Festival under Chinatown Gate at 10 and Arch. The whole 10th Street from Arch to the Vine Street, we're going to block it down for celebrate our culture. And the whole festival will start at 12:45 and end at around 6:45. After we end performing at 6:45, we're going to have a lantern parade at 7 p.m.
What are you most looking forward to about the festival?
I can't wait to have an in-person festival. Because after 2 year pandemic, everybody feel like, you know, oh my God, we have all social distance virtual event. We have enough virtual event. We can wait to getting people in person connected and feel the humility of our community.
Yeah. Wei Chen is the Civic Engagement Director with Asian Americans United, and the annual first time you're having it in person since COVID Mid-Autumn Festival is taking place this Saturday in Chinatown. Is there another place where people can get more information?
There's more information. You can go to aaunited.org. You can find out more information about the festival and the history of the festival.
All right. We thank you so much.
中秋节快乐.
And does that mean Happy Mid-Autumn Festival?
Yes. This is a Happy Mid-Autumn Festival.
One more time. I'm going to try to say it.
中秋节快乐.
中秋节快乐.
Yes, you're right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Happy Mid-Autumn Festival.
Thank you. 中秋节快乐.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.